It's the 126-pound championship bout. Bout number 3396. Chris Williams of Ballantyne going for a fourth medal and a third state championship at 39-2 as a senior against Connor Schleckelbeyer, who is from Milford, 47-2 as a senior as well. Chris could be a three-time state champion here, joining a rare group of Ballantyne athletes like Caleb Long, Jordan Kelber, Marcus Nelson, that were three-time state champions, and of course, Gage Goldikowski, a four-time state championship. Other previous state champion, did you do your homework? Art Buchel in 1967, Joe Mundorf in 1968, Steve Ravenscroft in 69, 70, and 71, Jack Ravenscroft in 1969, Gary Graham in 1970, Roger Joseph in 1975, Billy Galano in 1979, state champion Jeff Spain in 80, Kent Brill in 81, Michael Keefe in 88, 89 was Steve Frank. He repeated in 91 along with Ballantyne coach Shane Allison at 145 pounds as a state champion in 1991. Toby Green and Greg Davis in 1995. Robert Joseph again, 1996 state champion. Had Kelly Bice at 103 in 1998. Josh Dean at 2000. In 07, it was James Belleville's turn at 189. Matt Spain at heavyweight in 208. Marcus Nelson got his first state championship at 140 pounds in 2011. Repeated at 145 in 2012. Joining in there at the state championship, Barton Miller. Marcus Nelson, third straight championship in 2013, along with Trent Osnes. And then it was Jordan Kelber getting his first state championship at 106 in 2015. Gage Goldikowski in 17, along with Jordan Kelber. Caleb Long, Donald Stephen, four state champions that year. The next year was even bigger. 2018, Chris Williams at 106. Gage Goldikowski, 120. Jordan Kelber, 132. Caleb Long, 160. And DJ Stephen at 170. And then Chris Williams, a state champion at 113 in 2019, along with Gage Goldikowski and Caleb Long. And then last year, two state champions, Gage Goldikowski at 138 for his fourth, the only four-time state champion for Ballantyne, and Chase Olson joining there at 160. How about that for a list of 42 state champions from the Ballantyne Badger program? Interesting matchups coming up here in the State Class C Championships. Aquinas has three wrestlers. Central City has four wrestlers in the finals. Two head-to-head competitions is what they're going to see in that one. And they already had one of those. It's a 113-pound weight class in there as well, where Central City won the head-to-head. So 126, Chris Williams of Ballantyne, Connor Schleckelbeyer of Milford, as they introduce Chris Williams coming out onto the mat right now for his fourth medal. The other Badgers that Ballantyne had down here that did not place: Tristan Grooms at 113, Ashton Lurs at 138, Drake Jansen at 160, Tag Buchel at 170, and Stephen Fullerton at 285, or the heavyweight. As we get ready to go, Chris Williams came out first, and he has the anklets on, ready to roll right now at the center in the white championship singlet with the Badger claws and the red trim, working against his opponent from Milford. Similar body styles in here from what we can see right now as they both face off in here. So far, Chris Williams, I think, has scored 51 points in his first three matches, two tech falls and a major decision in his last one in the semifinals. And he has just put together a clinic here in the state wrestling championships. Schleckelbein tried to take a little bit of a shot there, but Chris, falling out a little bit, keeps his legs back and keeps his Milford opponent from getting in there. Has an underhook with the right arm as they go ear to ear on the edge of the mat. Chris keeping his butt toward the middle of the mat in here. So Chris doing a good job staying in the position that he needs to be in here. And Schleckelbeyer again tries to come around, but it's going to be Chris Williams who gets in on a single, drops down to that ankle, trying to come out underneath this time, got to get his head out. And he's going to have his head kind of scissored in there in Schleckelbeyer. Now he comes around, going to get two, and he puts Schleckelbeyer on his back for a little bit. Schleckelbeyer bridging off of that. He's going to get a couple back points out of that. Chris Williams takes a 2-0 lead and gets a couple of back points, I believe, coming out of that before his opponent's able to get back. So two back points and the takedown, and it's going to be 4-0 with 40 seconds left to go. They're close to going out of bounds here in the first period. But again, there's a count on his back as he kind of gets a cheap tilt on there and a couple more back points for Chris Williams. On a mission here, they're going to roll out of bounds. But he'll get two out of that one, and it's going to be 6-0 for Chris Williams of Valentine. Good start in this to the match. Got to be careful, though. Connor Schluckenmeier, Milford, 47-2 as a senior. Didn't get 47 wins by being a slouch wrestler, but Chris Williams schooling him here early on. Tries to suck him back as Schluckenmeier tried to come up to his feet, and Chris sucks him back in there. Got to be careful of exposing his own back as he tries to get Schluckenmeier pulled back over the top. Got the legs wrapped up in there. This might go into a stalemate. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get any improvement off of this. As we have about 2 seconds left to go, they'll let this period expire, and Chris Williams will have a 6-0 lead going into the second period. Great first period there for the senior from Valentine, Chris Williams at 126 pounds. The only Badger that the Valentine Badgers will medal this year. So it's going to be, Milford's choice. They're going to defer, and Chris says, I'm going to take you down again. So they go both on their feet starting the second period. Getting in on a single leg is Schluckenmeier, but Chris counters that one, comes across the body, gets that right leg captured. And if Chris could get a leg free in there, he might be able to come out with another two-point takedown in there. But Schluckenmeier has him leg kind of pinned underneath him. Now Schluckenmeier trying to come out underneath. Chris Williams on top. Kicks over the other side, gets off to the Schluckenmeier's right side. Still has an arm control and does get managed to come around and get the 2 points for a takedown. So now up 8-0. That's a major decision in a championship, and he's going to get some more back points in here. I don't think he can pin him without readjusting this, but he does get a two or three count out of that. That's three more back points. Holy cow, Chris Williams at 11-0 here in a championship for a state. And again, he gets that left arm, cranks it back, cranking it hard on Schluckenmeier. Let's go with that one. Not going to get him turned that time. There's still 51 seconds left to go, and as they come to their feet, Chris has the legs in there. And they're going to call a potentially dangerous with 50 seconds left to go in the second period. And Chris Williams going all out here, covering up in the referee's position on the right side. Again, comes across the chest. He kind of sets back on that when Schluckenmeier comes up to his feet. Chris sets back and pulls him back in. And Schluckenmeier's really got nowhere to go in this one as Chris has both legs wrapped in. Has captured that left wrist, and Schluckenmeier takes him back down, breaks him down onto the mat. Still has the legs in there. Now he gets that chicken on the left side, trying to get that wing back where he might be able to get off and tilt him a little better. Brings him back up. Can't get him tilted that way. We'll switch around a little bit. Try to readjust, throws the legs in again, breaks him right back down. Just strong move there on top. Gets both legs in, kicks back, tries to get a tilt again. Not enough to get any points out of it yet if he can adjust it a little bit. And time's going to run out in the second period. But Schluckenmeier being schooled here by Chris Williams of Valentine, 11-0 at the end of the second period. Valentine looking 2 minutes away from winning a state championship, a third state championship for Chris Williams. Both wrestlers on their feet to start the period. Chris takes a shot in, doesn't really quite get as deep as he wanted to, but we've seen him with worse and making it work. Blocked off there, and it's going to be a stalemate. So they'll bring it back, both wrestlers, to their feet. This Schluckenmeier, 47 win, not a slouch wrestler on the year. He's got tape on that left knee taped up pretty good. Now he gets in on a double leg on Chris, and he might end up with two out of this. Chris has to counter and drape across. Chris finally ends up going to his belly and just bellies out with minute 29 to go in the match, up by 11-2 margin. Schluckenmeier comes across with the right cross face. Chris gets that right on back. And Milford still has the left hand tight waist in here. Not getting too much into the legs as of yet. We'll see what Chris can do coming in off the bottom. He leads it by 9 points. He still has the major decision after giving up the two on a good athletic move by Schluckenmeier. But Chris not doing a lot on the bottom right now, but trying to fend off and balled up He tries to get up now and kicks a leg up and over. In the chairs, of course, we've got Shane Allison and Roger Joseph for Chris Williams, trying to get a third state championship title here. Tries to go down. No, we thought he was going to try a roll there, but no, he goes back to his belly. We're down to 31 seconds left to go. Chris Williams hanging on here, just trying not to get turned. Don't go to your back in here in the final 30 seconds. Shufflebyer's going to have to kind of make something happen out of this and get dangerous. And he's getting a little bit high. And now he readjusts and comes back down with the hips. Chris kind of trying to come out the back this time. And I'm not sure he's going to get that done. 5 seconds left to go. Chris Williams on the bottom here. Just kind of let time go. And Chris Williams, 11-2, a 9-point victory, a major decision for Chris Williams, and a third state championship for Valentine's Chris Williams. Congratulations to Chris Williams, a Valentine state champion, the only medal that will be coming back to Valentine for this campaign in a year that just was odd as far as the number of injuries that occurred to the Valentine program. I think at one time right before the sub-districts, coaches said 10 of the guys that they thought would be in their starting lineup, their starting 14, had been injured, not able to wrestle, or injured somewhere along the year. So it was the next man up, and the Badgers still had a successful year, just not when you're used to state championship competition year after year like we are in Valentine. Didn't have that caliber, but they've got guys coming up in here. They're going to fill some gaps in the next year, and the Badgers, as Coach Robert Joseph told us, the cupboard is full, and it's just a matter of getting those guys in the right position, the right weights, in the weight room, and ready to go. So the Valentine Badgers done with their wrestling season now, except for the award presentation of Chris Williams as your state champion at 126 pounds. Congratulations to Chris Williams.